Welcome back to UPS Logistics of the Game. I'm Raven Trotter here with Coach Smith. Coach, great win over Detroit. Talk about the three phases of the game. What were some of your favorite parts of the offense, defense, and special teams?
Well, I thought that our special teams did a very good job in their coverage units. They did an outstanding job against a very good returner in Stephon Logan. We had two kickoffs where we tackled him inside the 20, and then our kicker did a very good job on two others where we kicked the ball and it wasn't returnable. So I was really pleased with the way that they covered kicks. On the offensive side of the ball, we started fast, and when you have a fast start, that gets you going in the right direction, and having a 21-6 lead at halftime was crucial. And on the defensive side of the ball, we were able to turn the ball over. And when you turn the ball over and give it to our offense with decent field position, they're going to score some points.
Let's look ahead to the Tampa Bay game. The last time you played these guys in Week 12, it was a 24-23 victory. Very close. What do you think will be the difference maker in this game from the last game?
I think it'll be very similar to the last time we played them. It's going to be important for us to stop the run. We've got a very good running back, a rookie running back that's rushed for over 1,000 yards. Their quarterback's playing much better this year than he did last year. He's a big, strong guy that we've got to contain and keep in the pocket. And then on the offensive side of the ball, they've got some guys up front that can really create some issues. They're a penetrating type defense, and we've got to make sure that we control the line of scrimmage. They've had some issues in the back end with injuries, but they're getting one of their starters back, and looks like we'll see him on Terry Wright, the cornerback that was a starter at the beginning of the season.
In your press conference this past week, you said Matt Ryan's had his best back-to-back games. What do Matt Ryan and the offense need to do to keep the momentum going into this game?
They need to just continue to play efficiently. And by playing efficiently, you've got to be seeing the defensive looks out of the same eyes. The receivers and the quarterback have to see it. And we've got to do a very good job protecting them. And we've done a nice job with our pass protection the last couple of weeks. And when Matt feels comfortable and he can go through his progressions, he gets the ball to where it's supposed to be.
Defensively, what are the guys working on to overcome the Tampa Bay offense?
Well, it's going to be about stopping the run. That's what they really want to do. They want to be a physical team. They want to try to impose their will. I thought we did a very nice job down in Tampa against the run, and it's going to be important that we have good gap integrity and that our linebackers and safeties that are involved in the run defense are being very aggressive.
We both know how important home field advantage is, especially to this team, but you've already secured a playoff spot and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. How do you keep this team hyped for this last regular season game?
Well, we've got a bunch of really good guys, and it's a process that we go through, and it's a sequencing that you go through in preparation, and we don't really want to change our preparation at all. It doesn't matter that we have home field advantage. We've got one more game in the regular season, and one of the things we've talked about is finishing everything that we do, and we want to finish this regular season out the right way and then move on to the second season.
Thanks so much, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Guys, don't forget to check us out next week for our last UPS Logistics of the Game.